July 28, noncommittal Christians. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Matthew 5:14-15. Let no one feel inclined to hide his light. Those who hide their light so that the world may not distinguish between them and those who walk in darkness will soon lose all power to diffuse light. They are the ones who are represented by the five foolish virgins, and when the crisis comes, when the call is heard, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him, Matthew 25:6, they will arouse at last to find that their lamps have gone out, that they have mixed with the elements of the world and have not provided themselves with the oil of grace. They were lulled to sleep by this cry of peace and safety and did not keep their lamps trimmed and burning. Aroused to their darkness, they plead for oil, but it is impossible for one Christian to impart character to another soul. Character is not transferable. Those who are ease-loving, world-loving, fashion-loving professors of Christianity will not go into the marriage supper of the Lamb with those who are represented by the five wise virgins. When they solicit entrance, they are told that the door is shut. Now is the time to impart light. It is not to be looked upon as a trifling matter to have the light of present truth and yet to be noncommittal. It is no trifling thing to say by attitude and sentiment, even though that sentiment is not expressed in words, my Lord delayeth his coming. The spirit and influence of the peace and safety sentiment is in our very midst, and the very atmosphere that surrounds the soul of many who profess to be believers in the soon coming of Christ is of a malarious character, calculated to soothe the very ones who would be stirred if we showed zeal and determination and stood at our post of duty to warn men of the speedy advent of our Lord. We must speak forth the truth. We must let our light shine forth in clear, steady rays, lest some soul shall stumble and fall because our light is eclipsed.